2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
Veterans Day is a few days away, and Walk It Off wanted to share stories of two incredible humans making major impacts across the country in two very different ways. David Vibora, a former pro football player, turned the adversities he'd faced in life into an achievement in the form of a gym. After football, Vibora took a chance when he opened the Adaptive Training Foundation in Dallas, Texas. This experience gives wounded warriors a positive space and community to train, but more importantly, dream big and achieve new goals. We also caught up with Carrie Miller, a former Army soldier who's risen above all obstacles and gone on to win a gold medal at the Paralympic Games in Rio this past year. Their stories are ones of strength, perseverance, and hope.
My belief is that if you treat a veteran broken, he'll act broken. But if you look a man in his eyes, right, and you treat him as a whole person, they can then defy what once defined them. And again, the same traits or skills, capabilities that made a veteran extraordinary in-country can also make them extraordinary stateside. We've just got to give them a new ridgeline, right? We've got to remind them of the reason to get back in the fight. Female veteran, midway through her training in the 9-week course, she came into my office and she had tears streaming down her face. And she said, David, I just want to be able to walk and hold my boyfriend's hand. You know, she had these forearm crutches as a result of a spinal cord injury. And I looked at her and I said, look, impossible is an opinion, not a fact. And I said, whatever the doctors have told you, I said, look, they have a job to do, and I understand that, but I can't tell you when, but I can tell you if we put one foot in front of the other, we can get you there. And you know what? About 6 months later, she called me. My allergies were kicking up a little bit, if you know what I mean, because she said, David, I'm walking right now. I have my phone in one hand, and I'm holding my boyfriend's hand in the other. And so what I believe is that, you know, even though we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide, that suicide is not just a veteran-based issue. This is a human issue. And a lot of the similarities that we face as humans in our struggle with inadequacy or our struggle to identify our purpose or our calling, I believe programs like what we've developed at the Adaptive Training Foundation in Dallas are empowerment-based programs to stop that downward spiral before it starts. And even though their body may look different, they may have a couple less limbs or not be able to walk like they used to, you know, we can focus on what we can do with them, empower them to realize that we're not trying to restore them to who they were, right? At some level, insurance runs out, cash runs out, and the rehabilitation process ceases. And even though they were wounded, they're healed. And their body looks different. And so we have to give them a capability, again, to compete and to overcome certain things that they thought they said goodbye to. So, yeah, we'll train them to run an Ironman or to climb a mountain or to push up their wheelchair ramp by themselves. I mean, there's just a level of independence that we can create, and I think that the gym is a beautiful place to do it because, you know, I'm often referred to as a sweat psychologist because my background is in psychology, but we use weights and conditioning to reach our clients. You know, if pain is the greatest motivator, then we should get intentional about how we enlist it as a great attribute.
Vibora understands that a day's work is never done, and his team can always grow and have a major impact on the veteran community.
Necessity is the mother of invention, right? And there's no monotony in our game at the Adaptive Training Foundation. We're always looking for ways to innovate, to become more proficient and efficient in everything that we're doing because, you know, each person is a different equation. And, you know, I can't regrow a leg, but if I can give them a quality of life impact that allows them to do something they didn't think was possible, you know, that's someone that's going to go out and create a contagious attitude of the limitless human spirit.
Carrie Miller knows all about perseverance. She's risen above a lot in her life. While serving in active military duty, she lost both of her legs after a drunk driver hit her car. She bounced back as positive as ever, thanks to her military family and her sports family.
Going into the year, we already knew that we were gonna get a gold. I don't know, I just kind of get a feeling like, you know what, we trained so hard, we have so much good talent on the team, and so when we went out there, it was just fate. I don't know, you could just feel it. And so when we got there, we won the medal, after all that, you know, it was like we woke up and it was a dream. And so, like, our teammates, we'll text each other randomly, hey, guys, guess what just happened? You know, like, it was really cool. It was a great, great experience. when you join the military, you have your own family that you're born into. And then you have your unit and, you know, the people who, you know, you work with in order to help achieve a goal and being able to lean on them and have them lean on you, which is something that, you know, after I got injured and got out, I was able to, you know, I played wheelchair basketball to, you know, look at this team as a team that I wanted to, you know, give my all to and accept the same thing from them. So the military, it does a lot more than just make you, you know, muscular and, you know, and fold your clothes and all that other great stuff. It's a whole holistic way of growing.
Vobora trains wounded warriors for free in his gym in Dallas, Texas, giving them a chance to find their identity and their purpose. And his program works. Vobora teaches through his past life experiences and emphasizes leadership as a key to life's success.
We love to make leaders people who change the world, right? We just kind of marginalize our capability and put it conveniently out of arm's reach. But to me, Napoleon Bonaparte's definition of leader is one that says a leader is a dealer of hope. And hope is a priceless currency. Like water, we'll die without hope. And so, you know, part of the gift is what you've endured. You got to find something that excites you. It can't be service that doesn't involve compassion, right? Because if you're just going to serve because you're checking a box on some volunteer hours, your heart's not going to be in it. But if you can find something, like I just mentioned, that helps to better someone that also excites you, that's a secret recipe. And I think that in my football career, I had to have tunnel vision to be successful. And it wasn't that I didn't care about people, but it was David doing whatever David needed to do to be the best football player, rather than be the best version of me by giving to others. And so for me, transitioning from football was ugly. Matter of fact, it led to a nasty pain pill addiction that led me to a 7-day detox where I lost 34 pounds, had 2 seizures. And I literally couldn't stand on my own. Weeks prior, I was playing in the NFL, you know, in front of 80,000 people for the Seahawks. And so you can imagine a veteran that's you know, used to the rush of a firefight and protecting the brother to his right and to the left, and suddenly to not only be ripped from that, but to be maimed at a level that their identity no longer can be located in their physicality, at least not in the way that it was previously. That is a very, very slippery slope. And one that not only can lead to addiction, but also can lead to a downward spiral and in often case, suicide.
And the reason Vobora's had so much success at his Adaptive Training Foundation? He values the man who's endured bumps and bruises along the way and understands that transitioning from a structured, regimented career is tough.
The similarities between athletes and warriors are very, very close. You know, again, your identity is used to this structure of giving orders, taking orders, the battlefield. And again, I'm not going to marginalize the real battlefield because what our veterans do to protect our freedom is the true thing. I just put on a helmet and ran down the field. And when you work your whole life with this tunnel vision, this focus to become elite at your craft because, your life depends on it at some level, or at least your life in the career in the NFL did for me, and then you're suddenly ripped from that. It's the scariest hand you could offer a high achiever, in my opinion. And to me, I've learned that I don't trust an unbroken person. Frankly, I believe those that are willing to share those scars are proof that they can move beyond them. And so I cut off my gut instinct. It was all about, you know, focused on ego and David and what made David better. And so I would encourage people, anyone that's listening today, try to tune into your gut instinct over your intellect, your rationale, your logic. There's two brains, right? You got a brain in your head and you got a brain in your stomach. And to me, the brain in the stomach, that snap reaction or that quick gut intuition, that typically tells you where you've got to go to grow or what that thing is to do. And it may feel uncomfortable. It may be scary. It may have an uncertainty around the corner. But when you step into it, you transform. And typically you're stepping out of yourself to do that. And that's when it becomes a force multiplier for the greater good. And, the athletes, the adaptive athletes at our foundation, they are the quintessential, you know, representation of this quote, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. You know, this group, this demographic has gulped pain at a level that you and I could probably hardly fathom. But they no longer suffer because their paradigm has shifted. Their perspective has moved for them to realize that their excuses of why not can become the exact reasons to why, and why they will achieve.
In Miller's case, transitioning out of the military earlier than planned, adapting to life without her legs, was made easier through sports.
Had I not had sports or whatever, I don't know what my outlet would have been, because I guess I identified myself as an athlete my entire life. You know, even when I was in the military, I would, you know, we would go play some pickup basketball or, you know, and so for me not to have had, you know, something to transition all of that energy or, you know, that sense of purpose into, I don't know what I would have done. Having that outlet there helped me to, you know, of course we all go through our blue days when you're sad or, you know, whatever, but knowing that, okay, you have a game tomorrow, I still do have a purpose, I still, you know, am good for something, you know, that helps.
Right.
You know, like, oh, yeah, I had a great day today, you know, I shot a basket, not thinking about, oh, man, my leg really hurts, you know? So those are things that it just helps you through.
While Miller discovered herself through sport at Vobora's gym, he sees the correlation between helping others to help yourself. We could all be a little more courageous. Miller could have given up, felt bad for herself and her situation, but now her story and her optimism are an example for wounded warriors around the world.
And then they get an opportunity to pass that on to others like them. And so, again, it's about, you know, an identity crisis. And all people face this. I just think that, you know, people that have experienced a high level of achievement in a very, I don't know, trying scenario, that those people, they try to look to replicate that, and you can't. I mean, I can't replicate running down on kickoff in front of 80,000 fans. So I need to stop trying to, and I need to look for a way that I can leverage my attributes, my talents, my gifts, in a way that matches the needs of others right around me, because service is what brings joy. To me, success, empty success is like lust. It's good to the touch, but it's never enough. And to me, you can chase your whole life after success and never find anything meaningful. And so in football, for me, I had the wrong why. You know, it gave me opportunity to have a light on what I'm doing now, which is the best benefit.
Right.
But I think if you have the wrong why, winning, you'll feel like losing. And for a lot of these veterans, these civilians, people with a disability, I just give them a platform to inspire many on their courageous journey.
Try everything. You know, you never know what the thing is that you like. Yeah, your whole life you could have been a swimmer, you know. But, you know, if someone brings you an archery bow, you don't know where you're been or where your calm place is going to come from. You might end up being the best archer in the world, or it might be just the things you need, you know, to help calm you or to help pick you up or whatever it is you need to do. So don't be afraid to try everything, you know?
And what's next for Miller? Like Vobora, she wants to give back to the community who's given her so much.
I think for me, I am now wanting to open up and start my own program.
That's
so
amazing.
That's what I'm doing. I'm working on my master's degree. Gotten back into playing a little wheelchair basketball, so that'll be a little bit of fun. And with volleyball, I don't know yet. I'm not sure, you know, as far as moving forward, I don't know yet. You know, as you sit back and you look at it, you know, I've gone to the Olympics. We've gotten the gold medal. You know, I've been to the Paralympics. We've won gold medals. We've seen presidents and. It's been an awesome ride. Like, I've had a great time.
We wanted to know, has the meaning of Veterans Day changed for either of these two?
For me, Veterans Day is, I think it hasn't really changed for me, except for the fact that I totally understand what a veteran means. You know, I sit back and I think about, you know, the guys who have, you know, given so much and have, and it's not the ones who, you know, lost limbs or passed. It's the ones who have given up, you know, their time for their families, their time, you know, to be there. I get to spend my time at home with my family now. It's not just those who've lost limbs or, you know, have had injuries or, you know, have passed. It's about those who've given up and sacrificed their time with their families, their time with their lives.
But again, I think I'd encourage everyone to not just go up to a veteran on Veterans Day and say thank you for your service. And that's fine if you do that, and I would encourage you to do that, you know, 365 days a year, not just on Veterans Day. But I'd try to be mindful of your actions. You know, I get to do a Memorial Day march in Dallas. It's called Carry the Load, and 20,000 people come out to walk for 20 hours in memory of those fallen. So we line this trail with these small American flags. And I was walking one night, it's like 2, 3 a.m., and I'm walking with two guys from the Army that obviously served. And I asked them, I said, what's the best part for you? And I was thinking they were going to say, you know, the person whose name was on their pack that they lost, they were carrying. And one of them looked at me dead in the eyes and he said, when I see a civilian bend down to pick up one of these flags that's tipped over, that's enough for me. And that's the point, is it's about living in honor of the flag. Now, that flag represents an ideal. And hell yes, we fall short of it every day. But if we strive to be better than we were yesterday as a group, as a culture, then I think that that's a progress that honors those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And I think it opens the door to growth for people that disagree on things. There are differences, right? But stop telling me what you're against. Start telling me what you're for. I'll tell you what I'm for, and we can build a bridge to see where the two intersect. That's what I think, you know, the founding fathers of this country believed in. And that's what I think we need to capture again. And so Veterans Day is special, but to me, every day is Veterans Day. You know, somebody that is willing to write their name on a blank check, like you said, and go out and protect the freedom that we so readily take for granted, well, that person's willing to die for me, and they don't know my name. You know, I've got these warriors at my gym. If you ask them, after hearing their whole story of everything they've endured, you could barely get the words out. If you said, would you do it all again? They would tell you in an instant, without hesitation. They do it all exactly as it's happened to them because they think that you're worth it. They think that you're worth it. And if that just resonates amongst the American people, 1% of the American people today have a direct connection to the military. You know, and again, that means we're not at war at the level that we were, you know, a few decades ago. But the truth is that we've lost our touch with what those veterans represent. And so I love when people, you know, get national press around veterans' causes because I do believe that the veterans can be the generation and the right demographic to really instill patriotism at a level that's meaningful to this country.
David Vobora comes from a long line of service members who know exactly what it means to make sacrifices, and they've instilled that into Vobora. He's doing so much to support our wounded warriors, to lift them up and allow them to find their identity, and it makes us so proud. Carrie Miller's positivity is contagious. She's risen above and continued to dominate life. Walk It Off is extremely grateful to have had the chance to hear these two stories and share them with you. Veterans Day is on Friday, and we'd love to recognize our family members who've served, every military member who's written a blank check payable up to their life to protect our freedom, and those who support our warriors. So we'd like to recognize Evan Eldridge, Army; Jack Gouda, Marines; Robert Carroll, Air Force; Ralph Chavez, Marines; Larry Wexelman, Marines; and Robert Wexelman, Navy. If you'd like to support the Adaptive Training Foundation, visit adaptivetrainingfoundation.org. Happy Veterans Day from Walk It Off, and thanks to those who serve.